Greetings and shalom, mashbacha. Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment with your sister, Malaka Batya, to the remnant. Family, today we are in Proverbs chapter 8. Mishlei chapter 8. Does not wisdom call and understanding lift up her voice? On the top of the heights along the way, between the paths, she has taken her stand. Besides the gates leading to the city, at the entrances she shouts, O men, I call to you, and my voice is to the sons of men. You simple ones understand insight, and you fools be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I speak noble words, and the opening of my lips are about straightness. For my mouth speaks truth, and wrongness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, none of them twisted or crooked. All of them plain to him who understands, and straight to those who find knowledge. Accept my discipline, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all delights are not comparable to her. I, wisdom, have dwelt with insight, and I find knowledge, foresight. The fear of Yahuwah is to hate evil. I have hated pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Mightiness is mine. By me, sovereigns reign, and rulers make righteous inscriptions. By me, princes rule, and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who earnestly seek me do find me. Listen, for I speak noble words, and the opening of my lips is about straightness. For my mouth speaks truth, and wrongness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, none of them twisted or crooked. All of them plain to him who understands, and straight to those who find knowledge. Accept my discipline, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all delights are not comparable to her. I, wisdom, have dwelt with insight, and I find knowledge, foresight. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. I have hated pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Mightiness is mine. By me, sovereigns reign, and rulers make righteous inscriptions. By me, princes rule, and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who earnestly seek me do find me. Riches and esteem are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold and fine gold, and my increase than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of right ruling, to bestow substance on those who love me and to fill their treasuries. Yahweh possessed me, the beginning of his way, as the first of his works of old. I was set up ages ago, at the first, before the earth ever was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs heavy with water. Before the mountains were sunk, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth and the fields, or the first dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep. When he set the clouds above. When he made the fountains of deep strong. When he gave to the sea its law, so that the waters would not transgress his mouth. When he inscribed the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, a master workman, and I was his delight, day by day rejoicing before him all the time, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. And now, listen to me, you children, for blessed are they who guard my ways. Verse 31, again, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. And now listen to me, you children, for blessed are they who guard my ways. Listen to discipline and become wise, and do not refuse it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me shall find life, and obtain favor from Yahweh. But he who sins against me injures himself.
all who hate me love death. Now let's enjoy this song of Tehillim 51 by Brit Yah.
Father, can you cleanse me? Father, can you purify me? Create in me a clean heart.
Oh, make me
pure.
Make me pure. Make me good.
Create in me a clean heart. Pardon me.
Tehillim 51 to the chief singer, Asam Adawi. When Nathan and Abi came to him, when he brought near Bathsheba, show me favor, O Elohim, according to your kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me completely from my guilt. And cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions. And my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. And done evil in your eyes. That you might be proven right in your words. Be clear when you judge. See, I was brought forth in wickedness, and in sin my mother conceived me. See, you have desired truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you make me know wisdom. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I am clean. Wash me, and I am whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my wickednesses. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your deliverance, and uphold me, noble Ruach. Let me teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners turn back to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O Elohim. Elohim of my deliverance. Let my tongue sing aloud of your righteousness. O Yahuwah, open my lips, and that my mouth declare your praise. For you do not desire slaughtering, or I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The slaughterings of Elohim are a broken spirit, a heart broken and crushed. O Elohim, these you do not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Yerushalayim. Then you would delight in slaughterings of righteousness, burnt offering and complete burnt offering. Then young bulls will be offered on your altar. Amen.
created me a clean heart for to make me pure. Created me a clean heart for to make me pure. Only you can make me clean. Only Abba Yah, please make me clean. Abba Yah, please make me pure. Abba Yah, please make me clean. Abba, make me pure. Father, can you cleanse me? Father, can you purify me? Father, can you cleanse me? Father, can you purify me? Created me a clean heart.
Oh, make me.
Father, make me pure.
Make me pure, make me pure.
Created me a clean heart. Father, make me pure.
Family, I thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for supporting my channel. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Shalom, Mishpacha. And before I let you go, Mishpacha, before I let you go, family, I would like to share the words of Tehillim 61. Take this psalm and make it personal. In your prayers and meditation, say this unto Yahuwah. Hear my cry, O Elohim. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will call unto you. When my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower in the face of the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Selah. For you, O Yahuwah Alahainu, have heard my vows. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. You add days to the days of the sovereign, his years as many generations. Let him dwell forever before Yahuwah Elohim. Prepare loving commitment and truth to preserve him. So I sing praise to your name. Yes, I sing praise to your name forever. When I pay my vows day by day. Tehillim 61. Peace and love be unto you all. Until next time, don't forget to share this video, give it a thumbs up, and if you haven't already, please do subscribe. You are welcome.